and welcome back to YA A to Z, a journey through the young adult section at my local library. My name is Jordan, and I am currently challenging myself to read every book alphabetically in the young adult section of my local library. Yes, I'm crazy. Hello, and welcome back. I hope you guys are enjoying this so far. It's really interesting to me doing this. So today we are going to be moving on to our next series in this podcast as far as how this goes. So if you'll remember, my first series of books was a trilogy, and it was called Halo. And I have to admit that I was so very excited to finish reading those three books so that I could move on to something new, because I was just kind of tired of that storyline. And here we are, moving on to something new, and boy, is it different. So very different. This week, I'm going to be talking about the Razorland series by Anne Aguirre. Well, specifically, I'm going to be talking about the first book in the Razorland series, which is called Enclave. So before I get started talking about the book, I'm just going to give you guys a little bit of information about the author, Anne Aguirre, but I have to say, I don't really know a lot about her. There's not a lot of information about her on Wikipedia, which is my go-to. I'm sure if I did a little research, I could find a lot more, but this is all I have right now. Sorry. But she is an American author, and it says that she is an American author of speculative fiction. What is speculative fiction? Oh, speculative fiction is a broad genre encompassing fiction with certain elements that do not exist in the real world, often in the context of supernatural, futuristic, or other imaginative themes. So, in case you didn't already realize this, this is a lot different than the last series that we read, and I'm actually really excited about that, because one of the things I think I'm going to love the most about this challenge that I have issued to myself is that there is going to be so much variety. Obviously, I am reading young adult fiction, so there is going to be kind of that common thread of, you know, teenage protagonists. But otherwise, I think it's really interesting how there are different stories. Like this, you know, the first one that we read was a little mild. It was interesting but different. You know, it wasn't my taste, I would say. That was not my favorite series that I've ever read. But to be honest, Enclave is a really good book. So I'm actually so excited to talk about it. It was a breath of fresh air. But I guess as a disclaimer, I should say that apocalyptic science fiction is kind of my jam anyways. So this kind of fit right in the bill with me as far as the kind of stuff that I like. Otherwise, there are not very many other things that I can tell you guys about Anne Aguirre, the author, other than she does have several different series. I'm pretty sure I've never heard of like any of them, but I actually am a little interested in possibly coming back later and reading some of them after I finish this challenge, or maybe just in between doing this challenge. All there is about her personal life is that she has a degree in English literature and lives in Mexico with her husband and children. So I'm just looking through here, scrolling, and she has several series. She has some short fiction, some anthologies. I'm interested in kind of seeing what some of these other series are about. But let's focus on the Razorland series, since that's the one that we're going to be talking about for the next 4 weeks. There are four books in this series. And then there are some short stories that I think are kind of additional, you know, how you kind of have like those novellas or whatever. So the first book is, as I said, called Enclave, and it was released in 2011. And I've never heard of Enclave. And as I've said before, you know, I kind of was out of the whole young adult and book world there for a while. So just by nature, I'm kind of a little out of the loop anyway. So you guys may be like, well, duh, I've heard of that. But for me, I haven't. And I just picked it up. I didn't do this last time. I think I'm going to start with the series. I just went ahead and got all four of the books from the library because I was like, my luck is I'm going to finish this first one and then I'm going to go back to get the second one and it's going to be gone. And I just went ahead and got all four of them and I am just going to keep rechecking them until I'm finished. So moving on, before I even dive into talking about what Enclave is about, I just wanted to say that I really have enjoyed it. It's been so far my favorite book I've read in this challenge, but we're still very early on in this challenge. It's only the fourth book I've read, but it is my favorite so far. Like I said, I had never heard of it. I've never heard of the author, but I feel like I'm instantly a fan. Like, it was a good story. There's some things about it, of course, that I don't love. Like, there's always something that I don't like, I feel like, usually. But it is a good story. It really drew me in, and I think I read the first book in probably a few days, and for me, that's pretty quickly because I do stay pretty busy. I haven't really talked to you guys about my life very much, but I do own my own business, and it has nothing to do with this. So I am kind of a busy person. So for me to read a book in 3 days is pretty good. So I'm going to go ahead and start talking about what Enclave is about. I always like to start this out by reading the cover of the book. So here we go. In Deuce's world, an enclave deep underground, people earn the right to a name only if they survive their first 15 years. By that point, each unnamed brat has trained to join one of three groups, breeders, builders, or hunters, identifiable by the number of scars they bear on their arms. Deuce has wanted to be a huntress for as long as she can remember. As a huntress, her purpose is clear: to brave the dangerous tunnels outside the enclave and bring back meat to feed the group while evading the ferocious monsters known as freaks. She's worked toward this goal her whole life and nothing's going to stop her, not even a brooding hunter named Fade. When the mysterious boy becomes her partner, Deuce's troubles are just beginning. Fade doesn't like following orders. Deuce has never known a boy like him before. Someone as likely to touch her gently as use his knives with feral grace. Yep. As Deuce's perception shifts, so does the balance in the battle for survival. The mindless freaks, once considered a threat due to their sheer numbers, now show signs of cunning and even strategy. But the elders refuse to heed any warnings. No matter how hard she tries, Deuce cannot stem the dark tide that carries her far from the only world she's ever known. Okay, so getting into the meat of what this story is about. So, Enclave is, it says for fans of the Hunger Games, but I feel like it has some similarities. There is another book that it reminds me of, but I just can't think of what it is. Like, my brain, it has a vibe that reminds me of another book, but I can't think of what it is. It'll come to me. But anyways, so Enclave starts out with Deuce, and she is this, I think she's 15, so she's pretty young. Yeah. She turns 15 in the beginning of the book, and she becomes a huntress, and she gets her name, and she gets assigned to basically the hunters of this enclave. Have partners that they are assigned to, and they work together, and she gets assigned to work with this boy named Fade, and Fade is actually from above ground, and he found his way underground, and the enclave ended up taking him in, which we later find out may not be because of, you know, necessarily they were doing it out of kindness, but they may have just been doing it because he was a valuable member of their, you know, enclave or whatever. But basically the storyline goes that, you know, she has been in this enclave her whole life, and now she's become a huntress, and she's leaving the enclave to try to find food, and then her and Fade end up getting sent on these missions to check on a nearby enclave, so like another community of people called Nassau. I don't know why it's called Nassau. I wondered why it's called Nassau. And yeah, why is it called Nassau? Like the Bahamas, Nassau. Is that where they are? I don't know. All I know is that they are underground. So basically they're in but what would you say it was? Like sewage tunnels? They're underground and they basically live there. So there's these groups of people that have just decided to live underground. Keep in mind, this is post-apocalyptic. Did I say that? This is kind of a post-apocalyptic world, and everything's back to basic. And there are these groups of people that apparently live underground. So they formed their own little communities underground. And I can't remember what Deuce's enclave is called. I should be able to remember that, but I don't remember what it's called. But long story short, basically, Deuce and her partner Fade find out that the freaks, which are kind of like zombies, kind of not like zombies, are growing in numbers and they're getting smarter, which both are bad. So a little bit of a note on the freaks. I'm not a big zombie fan. Like, I don't know. The zombies, that's not my, like, chosen, like, theme, you know? Like, I've never been a big fan of The Walking Dead or anything like that. So, I'm not initially drawn to a zombie story. But if you are, I do feel like this is kind of a good one. I feel like there's some interesting things here in that these freaks are kind of becoming more intelligent and stuff. There are some notable differences, probably the most notable difference being that these creatures, these freaks, they don't actually like turn people. I think Deuce gets bitten like a couple of different times throughout this book, and you know, it's fine, like she doesn't become one herself. So it's not like that kind of typical zombie thing where like they bite you and then you become a zombie. Like, it's not like that. It's different. I don't exactly know how, and I'm sure that's coming. We're going to learn about that, about how these freaks came to be and how they, and what, you know, what the whole deal is with them. I'm interested in learning more about that. But at the same time, I do hope we move on as far as the storyline goes. I don't mind it, but I have already started the second book, and there's already a pretty heavy, you know, freak presence in it also. So I'm just hoping that we're going to move on in, hopefully past this book, we're going to talk about some other challenges. So over the course of the Deuce and Fade finding out about these freaks that are, you know, potentially moving in on them, and they go back to the enclave, and as it says on the back of the cover here, you know, the elders in her enclave are not really interested in what they have to say or in heeding their warnings. And when I say elders, I thought this was really interesting. They, in this world, basically an elder is someone that is, I think, like 17 or 18. So these people don't live very long. They're dying very young here. And I mean, I can kind of understand why. And it's funny, whenever they do go above ground, spoiler alert, you know, they do meet some older people. So that is an interesting thing that they, you know, it's like the first time that they've ever seen anyone, you know, over like the age of like 20 or 25. And so, yeah, that's basically what happens, is that Deuce and Fade end up getting like I guess, thrown out of the Enclave, and they have to go above ground. Or they don't have to go above ground, but they decide to go above ground because they are pretty sure they won't survive out in the tunnels, which, you know, I wouldn't want to live in a dark tunnel where there are zombie-like things running around anyway. So they decide to go above ground, and they start, you know, just experiencing all these new things, and through a few different, you know, things that happen, they end up adding two more people to their little group. And, you know, Fade remembers from when he was living with his dad, him telling him that there were communities in the north that had, you know, settlements and like crops. And so they decide that that's where they're headed. They're going to head north and try to find one of these communities and, you know, just try to get away from the city, because obviously when they come up out of the tunnels, they're in the middle of a city. So they add this other couple of people to their group, and you know, the book just kind of finishes out with them finding their way up north and trying to find this new place to go. So that is a pretty good summary of what happens in the book. It's interesting, though. I really did enjoy this book. I know I've said that already, but I really did enjoy it. I don't know if it's because it was just such a good book or if it was just because I was so glad to be done with the Halo series. And I know I keep talking like that, and it's like, oh, you really hated the Halo series. But I did not hate it. It just was not my favorite I've read. But there are just a lot of things that I feel like this author did really well. I think post-apocalyptic can be super tropey, but I feel like she like created a world that I'm interested in learning more about. I'm interested in learning about kind of how this apocalypse occurred, because they keep referring to it in the second book as like this almost like a retribution kind of thing. And I'm just really interested to see what comes of that and what we learn about how it happened and why it happened. And one thing that I wanted to mention, I know I was, while I was reading, I thought about this, that I wanted to mention, that it is, you know how like when you're reading a book like this and you know, you have a girl as your heroine and she meets a boy and she's just like so good at like flirting and being cute and witty. And in this case, I really, really feel like this author thought about what someone who had lived in basically a little tiny community with no access to the outside world for 15 years would be like. And she, our main character, Deuce, she's awkward and she doesn't know how to relate in that way. Like, because she's been training her whole life to be a huntress, and, you know, they have different people that do their breeding. So she's never really considered, you know, having a relationship. She's never considered these types of things and she doesn't understand how they work. And I think the fact that this author took that complete, you know, ignorance of social norms and really did it in a nice way. And I like that she did that. I like that she pushed that here and didn't, you know, let her become some eyelash fluttering girl as soon as a boy paid her any attention. Like, she was still someone who had trained to be a huntress in her whole life, and that's what she wanted to do. And there's even like this whole thing about how in the Enclave, they didn't really distinguish that much between genders. Like, it wasn't that outside of the norm for a girl to be a hunter. Like, there were other female hunters. And I mean, they even went as far as they called all of their elders, their superiors, sir. So there was no ma'am. It was just they called them all sir. And that's another thing that happens in the second book, is that Deuce is having to learn some of those societal norms now that they're among other people. And that's really interesting, but I don't want to get too far into the second book now because obviously we're going to talk about that next week. But I am quite excited to talk about it. I know I'm not very far into it. I'm only about maybe a fifth of the way through it. So I don't really know what's going on in this book, but I am excited to see what's going to happen. So yeah, other than that, I don't really think I have anything else to say about this book. Just that next week we're going to be talking about book two, which is called Outpost. And if you guys have any suggestions on things for me to talk about on this podcast or segments for me to add, please let me know because I'm just figuring this out. I am just getting on here and talking about the book that I just read and I'm enjoying it immensely. But I do want to round it out and add a few things. So if you are enjoying this podcast, please go and leave a rating or a review on iTunes so that other people can hear about it and we can all talk about books together. And you can also find me on Instagram at YAA2Z. That's YAA2Z, all one word. And that is all for this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will talk to you next week.
Make sure to come again and also subscribe.